WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Jamie.
Spring seems to be in the air. Do I detect something else is in the air today?
Yes, fairy pixie dust and magic. But before we get to that, I would like to thank our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, for their generous support of the inaugural season of the Newport Music Festival Education and Outreach Program. And this week, we'd like to thank Andrew Liatsos for supporting this program.
Okay, now I am really curious. What do you have for us this morning?
We are going to enter the world of fairy tales. Camille Saint-Saëns, the composer, took famous fairy tales and set them to music. They may be a little different from some of the stories that our listeners know, as these are often passed down from person to person by being told verbally, and they get kind of twisted and changed. Anyway, let's start with Sleeping Beauty. We all know that story. And her pavane. A pavane is a kind of gracious dance.
Mother Goose. Five Pieces for Children by Maurice Ravel. The French composer Maurice Ravel wrote his Mother Goose Suite for the children of friends of his to play as a duet on the piano. In 1912, he adapted the five pieces into a wonderfully colourful work for orchestra to be used for a new ballet. The well-known stories that he translated into music were taken from the tales by Charles Perrault. Sleeping Beauty's Pavane. Most of us know the story of Sleeping Beauty, the princess who pricked her finger on a spindle and slept for 100 years. Just as she awoke, a handsome prince arrived, and they fell in love and were married. For though the princess had slept for 100 years, she was still young and beautiful. The music plays for the princess as she wakes from her long sleep.
Now we'll hear the story of Hop O' My Thumb that has a very strong resemblance to Hansel and Gretel. It's kind of a sad story about a very poor family, and the music is slightly sad too.
Hop O' My Thumb. Hop O' My Thumb was the youngest of 7 brothers, but his family was very poor. One day, his father, a woodcutter, was sitting by the fire with his wife. He spoke to her sadly, saying they had no money to buy food for their sons. The next day, he would lead them into the wood and deliberately lose them there. However, Hop o' My Thumb overheard his father's words and went out early the next morning, filling his pockets with white pebbles. As the woodcutter led the boys deeper and deeper into the wood, Hop o' My Thumb left a trail of pebbles so that, once their father had lost them, the seven brothers were able to find their way back home. However, the woodcutter soon became so poor again that he told his wife that he'd have to do the same thing again and deliberately lose their sons in the wood. However, once again, Hop o' My Thumb overheard his father's words. This time, the door had been locked, so instead of pebbles, Hop o' My Thumb filled his pockets with breadcrumbs. The next day, he left a trail of breadcrumbs as their father led the boys into the woods, but with disastrous results, for the breadcrumbs were all eaten up by the birds. The music shows Hop o' My Thumb's attempt to find the trail he has laid in breadcrumbs and his astonishment that the birds have left nothing. Now the children are really lost in the wood.
But what happens next? Do the boys get saved?
Well, Hop-o'-my-Thumb was very clever, and he kept a lookout all night while his brother slept. In the morning, as the dawn came up, he saw a house that had been hidden in the darkness a long way off. It was a very large house. So the boys made their way, and upon arrival, knocked at the door. The large door opened, and a very tall woman looked down at them. "Oh my," she said, "you had better run away, as my husband is a giant who would love to eat you."
Hey, this sounds like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Lots of these old stories get twisted and tangled, Jamie. Anyway, as you can imagine, the fairy tale goes on and on with lots of adventures. In the end, Hop-o'-my-Thumb is rewarded for his cleverness, and he and his brothers are saved and safe.
I love fairy tales.
So do I. This next story will be very well known by our listeners, but is very different from the Disney movies that we know.
Oh, I'm excited.
I bet you are, because I know you love Disney.
The Conversation of Beauty and the Beast. Beauty was the youngest of three daughters, and in order to save her father's life, she agreed to live in the great palace of the Beast. Each day, Beauty found the Beast less and less ugly, because he had a kind heart. Eventually, she told him she would be his wife. The Beast vanished, and in his place, Beauty found a handsome prince. The prince had been put under a spell which Beauty had broken. The music reflects three different conversations between Beauty and the Beast. "When I think of your kind-heartedness, you do not seem so ugly."
"Oh, yes, lady, yes. I have a kind heart, but I am a monster."
"There are many men who are more monsters than you."
"If I had the wit, I would pay you. I would pay you a great compliment to thank you. But I am only a beast. Beauty, will you be my wife?"
"No, Beast."
"I die happy, because I have the pleasure of seeing you once again."
"No, my dear Beast, you will not die. You shall live to be my husband." The Beast disappeared, and she saw only at her feet a prince who was more handsome than love.
Now we are off to a fairyland garden. This music by Camille Saint-Saëns is so beautiful, it allows us to dream and imagine.
The Fairy Garden. The fifth piece in the Mother Goose Suite has no story. It brings instead a picture of the magic land where fairies live, with their spells and wonders. The land where a princess may sleep 100 years, where a poor woodcutter's son can defeat a giant, where an ugly princess may become a beautiful queen, and where the kindness of beauty can break a wicked spell to bring a handsome prince to life again. A garden of mystery and imagination.
I'm ready for more adventure.
Well then, let's listen to The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Wait, is this like the scene from Fantasia with Mickey Mouse?
Mm-hmm, Jamie, it is.
Oh boy.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas. The Sorcerer's Apprentice is the story of a boy who's working as an apprentice in the house of an old magician. While his master is away, he tries to use the old man's magic, but things don't quite go according to plan. Soon, the spirits that he's called up to help him do the housework are out of control. He wants to fill the tub with water, but the broom takes on a life of its own, bringing bucket after bucket full and flooding the whole house. The boy is only saved when his master returns and orders the spirits away again.
Thank you.
This has been so great, Pamela. I love all these stories with the music that makes you envision exactly what is going on.
Yes, Jamie. And this one composer, Camille Saint-Saëns, wrote all of this music for children to be able to dream.
He also wrote one of my favorite pieces, Carnival of the Animals.
Yes, Jamie, we did an entire program on that piece.
Can we hear a little one more time?
Okay, Jamie, we can do that. Today's recording has a different narrator and is text that's quite modern, so we'll listen to the first part of Carnival of the Animals. If you want to hear the entire piece performed live, please join the Newport Music Festival on Tuesday, July 16th at 6 p.m. on the lawn of the Newport Art Museum.
Really? The whole piece?
Yes, Jamie. This is a free concert for the whole community, but especially for our younger listeners, and there will be lots of instruments.
Oh, yippee. I will definitely be there.
The Carnival of the Animals, a grand zoological fantasy by Camille Saint-Saëns. The whole world is a sort of zoo, where people look like animals, and animals look like you. The man who lives in that large villa so reminds one of a big gorilla, the only difference being that he drives to work in a bowler hat. But then we're told to love each other, save it's hard to call a python brother. So let's indulge in a musical feast on the fine rapport twixt man and beast. One thing of which there is no doubt, the lion's a lazy layabout. To grandly call him the king of beasts is very wrong, to say the least. He lies about in luxury's lap. Of work, he never does a tap. He really is a baby bunting, for he makes the missus do the hunting. But he did once work and become a player when he did a stint for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Hens. Take a yolk and a white. It must be just right. And it's really quite funny how some like 'em runny and some like 'em solid. Now, that's a bit squalid. But every day before you toil, your eggs get the 3 to 5 minute boil. But whatever work you do depends on that unborn cock-a-doodle-doo. So tap it gently and treat it mild. You're going to eat the chicken's child. Wild asses. There are bags of things that make us wild, a yowling dog or a yelling child. The lovely peacocks who suffer from fright and scream for help all through the night. But just what makes the wild ass wild is something that cannot be reconciled. For it was ever thus, and a little sad, that the wild ass is hopping, blinking mad. The tortoise.
If you should live to be 200, then you must have wondered how on earth you manage to keep going without showing. Great cracks in your brickwork, large holes in your roof, and all your paint is slowly peeling off. The house of the tortoise is some weight, 'tis his fate. For every date, sorry to say,
Elephants. The elephant's good at remembering places, of who brings him buns and all kinds of faces. He remembers those who titter and sneer at the length of his nose and the size of his ear. He remembers the ones who point and grin at his big rubber feet and the cracks in his skin. But of history, his memory sadly lacks. He knows not the dates of kings, queens, or jacks. Just ask him the time of William the Conk. He'll swing his great nose and say with a honk, "I don't know, I don't know, I don't know." Or how many wives King Henry had. Was Rufus good? Was King John bad? Then ask him who at present rules. He'll say, "Oh, the world is full of fools. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know." Thank you. As an instructor of PT, that's what a kangaroo should be. He really shows he's worth his salt when over the horse he makes them vault, shouting, hip, hip, hip. Or perhaps an acrobat dressed in tights, tempting his partner on Saturday nights. Running at him with a terrible force, he tosses them high and shouts, of course, hip, hip, hip. Or perhaps upon a drowsy day, watching the England cricket team play at Adelaide Ground to boo and cheer with 36 cans of Foster's beer, going, hip, hip, hip. Come and watch the fishes blowing fat, wet kisses. With their lips they coyly pout and stare each other out. Though they make few noises, never raise their voices. They lip read and understand fish gossip at first hand. Those fishes of the deep can send you fast asleep.
Thank you again to the Carter Family Charitable Trust for their generous support of this entire season, and to Andrew Liatzos. Thank you so much for supporting this program.
See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.